Now, Brent Pope joins us on the line. How are you doing, sir?
How are you getting on, Kirsten? Good, thanks.
Good. Great to chat to you. I was saying earlier in the show, it's a bit like first day back at school for me. How has life in lockdown been for you?
A pretty strange, because I had a pretty tough year, Catherine. I lost my dad last year, so I went back to New Zealand and for that. So, you know, I kind of got how people were sort of grieving from afar. And then I was home at Christmas time because my mother went into a home. So then I came back to the kind of virus. So I sort of thought, you know, the world's not doing me any favours. But, you know, as I've come to terms with it, so the lockdown or whatever, it's actually been quite good for me. You'd be proud to know, because I know you work in that industry. I've really taken on a healthy regime of food, because I had a few skin problems. So I just sort of cleanse from the inside out. And then I have all my structures for mental health, well-being as well. So I've really got, you know, back into the swing of things quite easily. Having said that, anxiety is changing a bit now, because I've got to go back to a work situation and not knowing where the work's coming from. And I have a retail brand out there, so we're not to know what's going to happen in the retail world. So there's a lot of ifs and buts, but, you know, I've done pretty well through the process.
And that's the thing. I mean, because you don't have one particular job. As you said, you've got retail, you've got Pope Shirts, you've got your commentary, you've got your coaching, you've got your public speaking. And actually, when you think about it, they're all industries, no more than, you know, for me as well, like they're industries that have been affected and impacted. You don't have a sort of a clear cut path as to what you're going to be doing.
No, I don't. And I mean, I lost most of those streams. I mean, there was no rugby after the Six Nations. Of course, any writing or commentary work was gone. I'm an ambassador for a couple of companies. They went. So effectively, I went from sort of hero to zero in a matter of sort of 24 hours, because, you know, in those ambassadorial roles, quite often you're the last in, first out. And then, you know, having to stock all the shops with retail that I had to pay for maybe 6 or 7 months ago, and not to know how that's going through. So it's uncertain terms. So realistically, you know, I said I don't know. I think it's going to be, for me, it's possibly going to be a year, a couple of years before I get back to kind of what that normality was as far as income is concerned. And that's a worry, you know, because we've got to, yes, this period has taught me really that we can kind of live a lot frugally than we're doing, you know, and that's been a lesson, I think, to everybody out there that's, you know, surviving. And they're just saying, look, they don't need this. They've looked at their work-life balance a lot more. Do they need to work 5 days a week? Those sorts of things have come into play as well for me and anybody. But yes, it's an uncertain term, especially around the retail, because, you know, we're asking people to buy local, but we don't know how many people are going back to the shores. I was talking to a couple of retailers today, and they said they've had a couple of good opening days, which is positive. So, you know, hopefully that'll continue.
And how do you personally cope with that uncertainty? I mean, you sound very upbeat there, but I mean, it is anxious times, and you have been very outspoken, and there's so many people in the same boat who feel extremely anxious. They don't know, you know, what the next couple of months, the next 12 months holds for them. And I think, you know, from a mental health perspective, we are going to see the fallout of actually that, you know, people's levels of anxiety.
Yeah, big time, Catherine, because the problem coming down the tracks is that, you know, mental health-wise, which I've had experience of dealing with my own difficulties in mental health, the problem is that we're all in this together at the moment. So there's an ease in a sense in that. You know, it was looking over the fence at your neighbour and saying, okay, well, you know, they're going through the same thing I have. That is changing. And the anxiety I've seen is changing around people as, you know, it was okay for the first month of this. It was keeping yourself safe, and it was keeping loved ones safe, and not visiting elderly neighbours, and making sure your parents were okay. That was it. It's now switched around to the anxiety is, do I have a job to go back to? What does that job look like? How do I put food on the table? How do I keep kids at school? How do I keep day-to-day running? That is the anxiety that a lot of people are facing now. And, you know, you're really going to have to work at mental health. But I also see it as a time potential change for people, but and also for organisations and business to change the culture around mental health, to make it easier for people to be able to share their problems in a work situation. That climate is going to change because people are going to come to managers in the first couple of weeks. They're going to have to be re-assimilated into work. They're going to have to make connections again. They're going to have to network again. All these things. People are nervous about going back into work situations because they don't know what is required of them. So it means a culture change for a lot of people, a lot of organisations. I have the benefit of having a set of tools, strategic tools that I look after myself when I'd be having panic attacks or anxiety attacks. And I suffered for years with catastrophe anxiety. So anything that was going to go wrong was going to go wrong on a huge scale. So I've had to have a realistic look at that and write stuff down and say, look, what's the worst that can happen here? You know, the worst that can happen is you might lose your job, but then you can maybe that opens up opportunities to, you know, take another career path. Just write things down and look at them and say, look, if I can get through this, then I can get through anything. So it's just about applying those tools for me into my everyday life. And how I've got through this process is my day is very structured, Catherine. It's a sense of, you know, achieve things, little things every day, whether that's out mowing the lawns, whether that's painting the fence, whether that's doing something like that, add all those achievements up and also have something to do for the day and then finish it up with something I enjoy. So I've got through this time quite easily working that way. But
and you know what, people, and I think that is a very positive message for people because you've just got to take it day by day, step by step. And again, absolutely. Coming from you who you know, there's no, as you said, there's no certainty, but hearing you being as positive as that is so helpful for a lot of people, I'm sure. Listen, we've run out of time. It's been a pleasure as always chatting to you.
Same to you, Catherine.
Yeah, you mind yourself. Thanks a million.